To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
1 week there from tomorrow, we'll be doing our show live at Tony B's Before the Unwrap show up in Everett. Absolutely free, no cover. She's got to be 21 years of age. We'll be doing the show starting at 2 o'clock. Have a couple of special guests stopping by from the Unwrapped show just a couple blocks away at Angel the Winds Casino. By the way, tickets are still on sale for that if you want to go.
Okay.
Join us for the party. That's absolutely free. Then head on over to Angel the Winds Arena in Everett, not Casino. And you're going to see a hell of a night. Looking forward to seeing Wolf Van Halen.
I really am, man.
And Mammoth.
I've enjoyed all the music that I've heard from him. I've really enjoyed.
And all that, but Taylor Monson and Pretty Reckless, they put out an entire Christmas album.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
That was one of the reasons that she was at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Is it original stuff, or are they just doing all the tried and true classics?
I believe it's a mix of two, of both.
Okay.
I know they got a couple of originals, but it's...
Thank you. That's all I ask, right? Because every year, somebody will put out a Christmas album, and inevitably, it's the exact same freaking songs that you hear every year. Yeah. So I appreciate anyone who says, look, we'll do a Christmas album, which is kind of annoying, but at least original stuff, man.
I feel like... Now I'm referencing only, like, NSYNC. But like they have a popular Christmas song, but I feel like their album was mostly covers.
I understand it'll mostly be covers.
I feel like that's what you do, right? Like if you have a Christmas album, mostly covers, then you throw in a couple of
Give me like two or three. That's all, man. Put something new into rotation.
Also, Brent Smith and Zach Myers, our buddies in Shinedown, are going to be there along with Daughtry and Hollywood Undead. Those tickets on sale now at KISW.com. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
hola.
Connor, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Technically not sober. I'm having a nice cold PBR playing some guitar.
All right. Chill day. All right, Connor, play one of these tunes to have sex to. Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
It's got to be Holly Jolly.
Have a Holly Jolly.
Yeah.
It's the best time of the
you
year.
You know it's Holly Jolly.
All right, Connor, here is your question.
Ali.
What was the name of the dolphin that Ace Ventura was trying to find in the movie Ace Ventura Pet Detective? Yeah. It wasn't James.
Oh, man. Hein Smith Skelovitz found Snowflake.
Snowflake.
Yes. Damn.
One and done.
Damn. One and done. Good All job. Right, let's see. True or false? True or false? The company that makes Swiss Army knives has been in business since 1884. True or false, they have never laid off an employee?
Real quick, can I throw a shout out for my band?
Sure.
Okay, we're playing a show at the Central Saloon in Pioneer Square on the 17th and a charity gig on the 19th at Slice of Life in Tacoma. And I think that's true.
What's the name,
what's
of,
the
your
name
band?
Of your band? Dude?
That would be the best part of this.
Entourage, mm-hmm. My bad.
Entourage, wow. Okay. You said true?
Yes.
He's on fire, this guy.
You are correct. They furloughed 20 employees during COVID, but that's been it.
You'd be shocked.
1884. They have never laid off a freaking employee.
You would be shocked how many birthday emails we get where the person's name is not included. In the
I know. Like, dude, we'd love to
happy
do this.
Happy birthday to my wife. Blah, 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 blah. I'll give her this, that, and the other. Like, so I always email back. Does she have a name?
Big yeah. Dummy!
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys. How you doing?
Hola.
Josh, sober or not sober?
I am technically not sober. Just cracked a little drink here. So,
okay. What are you drinking?
I got something I kind of made up. It's a Guinness with a shot of peanut butter whiskey in it.
Ooh.
That sounds great, yeah. Man.
I got some peanut butter whiskey at home myself, my friend.
All right, Josh, pick one song to have sex to. You're taking Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas.
I'm going to have to go Blue Christmas on this one. I think that.
Yeah, baby.
Christmas. Yeah, slow and steady, buddy. Slow and
wins
steady.
Wins the race.
All right, your question. What movie holds the record for most weeks at number one at the box office? So it's not the movie that won the most money or made the most money, but the movie that holds the record for most weeks at number one at the box office.
Jurassic Park, the original.
Is it like Star Wars or something?
Jaws.
No. Right director, wrong movie.
E.T.
E.T.
E.T. I do not have how many weeks it was number one at the box office, but the research that I did do is the important stuff. So his whole thing, well, the homeboy wants to phone home, right? Wouldn't shut up about it. Wants to call his mom. We get it. You're homesick. So, based on international call rates, how much do you think his phone call to call home would have cost him? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I sympathize with the little fella, but when you add up the cost, I'm like, brother.
Is this international?
This is international call rates, as they are right now.
I'll say $10,000.
$76 quadrillion is how much it would have cost E.T. to phone home. I'm like, dude.
Where was home?
I don't know, but it's 76. It's a different planet, so that's right. The first problem. But
16
yeah.
weeks.
It was 16 weeks at number one?
Yes.
Damn, man. That's 4 months straight to watch a little turtle ripped out of its shell wanting to call his mama. All right, your question.
That's a different move. I need to call. I need to call mama.
I need to call my mama. That's originally how E.T. was going to say it. Hey, man. Hey, hey, Elliot. Hey, I need to call my mama, man.
Hey, Elliot. Hey, man, get in here.
Come on, man. Let me. You got my mama's digits? Yeah. I need to call mama.
Bend your ear for a minute.
Good E.T. I like it. Hey, hey, man. All right. Your question, how many cards does each player start with in a game of Uno?
Six.
Ooh. Seven?
Seven.
Need some more of those snacks.
Hey, man, you got more than Reese's Pieces. Hey, dog, I like that peanut butter, man. Your question, in what year did Washington, D.C. become the nation's capital? Was it 1787, 1789, 1800 or 1804? So 1787, 1789, 1800 or 1804?
I think New York City might have been the first, so maybe a little later, so 1804 maybe?
Not a bad guess. And I'm going to say
Philadelphia.
Ah, okay.
It was 1800.
Ted, it's Josh from Maine, buddy. Next time you're in the area, we'll have to hook up sometime.
Dude, Josh, what's up, man? Miss you, dude.
Hey, man. Guys, I've been listening to your show since 2009. First time ever calling in on Big Dummy. So
that's awesome. We hung out in the river together at
Summer Meltdown. That just went bees deep?
Yeah.
No. Josh is a good, solid dude, though. We stayed in touch over the years over Facebook.
So you met at the river, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And then, all right.
Yeah.
Were you naked? Nah.
No, maybe.
All right. No, maybe. I definitely
take nice
it.
Penis, John.
Yeah, but we were just sitting there skipping rocks. It was nice.
All right, real quick. Who skips rocks better?
Well, he's from Maine.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Whether he spends a lot of e-hugs and stuff. He spends a lot of doors.
All right, how many skips can you get on an average rock job? I always bitch out at about three. Every once in a while I might hit four, but that's it.
I think I could do like a 15 to 20.
Damn.
And then you get a good, you know, distance skip too. First skip to second skip. Sometimes you can go.
Those boys remain
60 feet.
Yeah.
You never know.
Josh, I'll be in Cape Cod next summer, man. I'll hit you up.
Nice. Sounds good.
Join them for popcorn.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, your question. Fish, amphibian, lizard, or bird? What kind of animal is a hellbender? A hellbender.
Hmm. What were the options again?
Fish, amphibian, lizard, or bird?
I feel like it's definitely not a bird or fish. Amphibian, I'll go with.
That's it. You got it.
Nice.
See, man, I always err on the side of birds and fish. I feel like if it's a really weird name or something, I don't know. I feel like it's a bird or it's a fish. In this case, that's a salamander.
Yeah, it's like a newt. Game is Big W, 206-803 round.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Samantha, sober or not sober?
Sober. Driving home from work.
All right. Okay, Samantha. All right, a men's room poll. Pick one to have sex to. You're taking Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Blue Christmas, because I think
Christmas.
I can drown that one out.
Okay. Oh, you can drown it
you
out?
You can drown it out. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You say so.
Blue Christmas. Okay, if that's the case, what would be the worst of these four to try to have sex to?
I think Holly Jolly Christmas, because I'd want to dance.
You can.
This was my go-to sex song. I mean, like, this is
okay,
the
okay,
word.
Okay, Samantha, if you're on top,
could you do a striptease to this?
Yeah,
I could, yes.
I think the rhythm is right.
I agree, man.
I think
it's,
so.
It's bouncy, you know what I mean? You could be, too.
Let's just say, if you want to dance, we'll just have you on top, right?
That's,
just
do that's it. It's like riding a horse.
Coming from the man from Enum Club.
Got it, Steve.
I'm just saying,
you gotta
given
make that.
The topic, maybe
I'm
that
allowed
is
to
not,
talk about horses.
Just saying, they're the sex talk. It's like riding a horse.
Damn it.
I don't talk about horses.
They call it about... Damn it. Never mind.
Yes, saying. All right, Samantha. Away. Here's your question. Who was the president before Lincoln? Who was our 15th president?
Old Jimmy.
I have no idea. Not my strong point, president.
Well, just guess.
I knew that about you.
Jackson?
What a dumb guess. No.
Hang on. The president before Lincoln.
Yep. I know Mike knows. You can do them all in order. Correct?
I can see how proud you are behind your beady ass.
Beady. Damn. Wow. Above the belt, sir.
I don't know.
No idea.
The eyes aren't.
It starts. His name is James
Franklin. No.
James.
He's the coach of Virginia Tech.
James Franklin. You just gave us a college coach.
Madison.
James Buchanan.
Buchanan.
Man. God damn.
Buchanan.
Okay.
I've been oddly obsessed with this college football stuff.
You don't say.
I shouldn't say oddly. I'm a psychopath.
All right, Samantha. Your question. What kind of poisoning is known as plumism? Plumism. What has poisoned you if the doctor says you have plumism?
It's not plums, is it?
It is not plums.
Okay. Is it lead?
It is lead. Miles tracking, right? So lead, PB. On the periodic chart, because in Latin it's plumbum.
Gotcha.
It's dispelled plum bum, but I refuse to say it like that.
That's scary stuff, man.
Lead?
Yeah, lead poisoning.
Well, sure. I mean, and I get it back in the day. I was what, in paint and all this stuff.
Everything.
But when I was a kid, the teachers convinced you because you have lead in your pencil.
Yeah.
So anytime a kid got like the tip stuck in his finger, we're all like, oh my God, he's going to die from lead poisoning. And the teachers are like, it's not lead, it's graphite. They're like, then why do you keep saying lead pencils? It's very confusing.
Ticonderoga.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. A Tercel is the name for a male what? It is a car, but it's also a Tercel, like the Toyota Tercel. It's actually named after an animal, the male version of what?
Is it a cheetah?
Is it some kind of deer?
That's the Impala, I think you're thinking. It's a bird.
It's a bird.
Ooh.
Falcon? Roadrunner.
Hawk. Yeah.
Hawk. Oh, I should know that.
Yes, Mike.
My bad.
So, can we? Is Blitz a Tercel?
I never got to check his cloaca. It can be
He's
weird.
He's definitely a dude.
How do you know? How do you?
You don't
know?
Want to know.
I found I got drunk and found out the hard way.
Ted's in the back rooms of all those Seahawks. Yeah, players,
no. All right, Samantha, what French word describes the person working at the front desk of a hotel?
Ooh. Concierge.
You got it. Nice job. That's nice. Nice job.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
What is the level of hotel before it goes from a front desk worker to the concierge?
I feel like when they say, I feel like if they tell me there's a concierge, the concierge actually has information for you.
All right.
All right, so the front desk person, I feel like they can check you in, they can check you out. They know a few things that are close by, or the concierge, like that's the guy that hooks you up with illegal stuff or legal stuff, has been my experience.
Right, it could maybe get you a line on tickets.
Yeah, I mean, he's that guy. He has contacts, put it that way.
Also put in a reservation for you.
Yeah, that's that guy. Yeah, the front desk person is like, make your own reservation. The concierge says, no,
I got it.
I've got this. I'll do that.
I feel like the difference is about $200.
That too. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing? This is Michael.
Hola. Perfect.
Yeah.
Michael, are you sober or not sober?
No.
Not sober. Not sober.
Okay. No.
All right.
Michael, let's see here. Our men's room poll. You're going to pick one song to have sex to. You're taking Holly Jolly Elvis. Christmas.
What's that?
Elvis on the way.
Short to the point, Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You get deep in there with that.
All right.
All right. We got to calm
down. Easy now.
Jeez.
Yeah, Elvis. This is sexy like a man who died on the toilet. All right, Michael.
Damn.
Here's your question. Which horror movie's sequel had the tagline, quote, they're back? Mike got it.
I have no idea. So I'll say they live.
Think about it, Ted. What was the original movie, the big phrase was they're here.
They're here.
So the sequel is saying they're back. It was Poltergeist.
All right. I thought it was Gremlins.
I didn't even know they had a sequel.
I do. I think they had at least two more. I know one, they lived in a high rise, but I think that was the third one. I don't remember what the second one was going on there.
I never saw it.
With that creepy little kid looking at the TV. All right. Your question. What is a group of locusts called? A group of locusts.
A hazard.
A bad season.
A plague.
A plague.
Plague. The plague. The plague.
Barf. The plague. All right. Your question. What fictional family lives at 0001 Cemetery Lane?
The Addams Family.
Gotta be that of the monsters.
I was going to say, it is one of two. Are there any other popular monster families? Because there's a Monsters Addams Family.
Yeah. What's the cartoon where the regular guy marries into like Dracula's family?
That's Hotel Adam Transylvania. Sandler, yeah, Hotel Transylvania.
So Dracula.
Adam's family.
Yeah, you know, the Dracula family, basically.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Free ride.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Couple of thank yous to give out here. Eric Beatty donated $69 for Coach for Kids.
60 noise.
Nice. Looks like Miggs is pulling it through there. Shelly with $25. David Sanderson, he gave $102. Anonymous, we know Anonymous very well, $500 donation. Thank you for that. Alan puts in $511.
There you go, Alan.
Nice round number. I like it.
Appreciate that. And a couple more donations came in. Jens gave us 31. A couple more Anonymous donations. Please donate what you can now. Coach for Kids at KISW.com. The goal is a brand new coach, American made. $25 does that.
Yes, indeed.
And we want to put 2,500 new coats. If more would be great, donate what you can now at KISW.com. All right, let's go here on Big Dummy, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
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 David, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, David, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you got to pick one to have sex to. Will it be Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. It's the best.
People are loving that one. Not a lot of Frosties today.
Not a lot of Frosties, but Elvis seems to be doing well as well.
Yeah.
Oh, my. All right, David, your question. Where on your body would you find the tympanum? The tympanum.
Where? Your stomach.
It's your face?
It's got on your face, not your face, the ear.
Oh.
So tympanum, think of a tympani drum, yep. Your eardrum, it's your ear. The tympanum.
Yeah, okay.
Well, most things are obvious after you know the answer, right? All right, your question. Jimmy Carter was the first president to recognize what non-Christian religious holiday?
Hanukkah? Jewish?
Got it. Very good. One and done, man.
Nope, two and done.
Oh, two. That was two.
Happy Chanukah.
That's right. That's exactly what Jimmy Carter said.
I just want to say to all of our Jewish citizens out there, happy Chanukah.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Adam, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, Miles.
What are you doing over there, Adam?
Just the Bud Light stuff.
How many Bud Lights have you had?
Four.
All right. On a good roll there. Actually, yeah, to be honest with you, Adam, if it was up to me, I'd go Bush Light.
I would take Bush Light over
Bud Light. I had a couple of Bush Lights over the Thanksgiving holidays. I'm like, you know, this isn't as bad as I thought. All right, Adam, pick one to have sex to. Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
I'm going to pick Blue Christmas, and in the middle of Christmas.
All right.
Balls in there.
Okay. Adam, here is your question. What common woodland creature lives in a dray?
Sup, Dre? Snoop Dogg.
I'll say chipmunk.
So close. A squirrel.
Squirrel.
Squirrels. All right. Your question. Which fast food chain was founded in Columbus, Ohio in 1960? Noice.
White Castle.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Columbus, Ohio, what year?
1960. Noice.
Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Dave Thomas is from Ohio.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Well, that makes sense, yes. All right. Your question. Common in British towns, a costermonger sells what? It's food. A costermonger.
You're making it hard today, Thrill.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Mostly when I was in prison.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go sausage.
I was going to say bangers.
Look, if it were sausage, I'd appreciate it.
It sounds kind of Germanish.
They sell produce, fruits, and vegetables.
Oh. Everything's a monger. Fishmonger, cheesemonger.
Mm-hmm. This is a costermonger. Mm. I don't know if coster fits into fruits and vegetables, but hey, what do I know? All right, your question. Who played Uncle Jesse in the 2005 movie The Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, Jesus.
No, he was long since dead.
Willie Nelson.
Wow. Yeah. Nice job. Got it.
All right, Miles, this one's for you. Do you remember the name of the actor who played Uncle Jesse on the TV show Dukes of Hazzard?
Man.
I always remember his name because as a child, I just thought it was hilarious.
I don't remember.
Sounds like he pooped his pants. Denver Pyle.
Denver Pyle.
Yeah, as a kid, I'm like, that is a great name.
That's an omelet, right?
Is that ham?
Game's Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Austin, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober.
Okay. Austin, welcome to Big Dummy, our men's room poll. You're going to pick one to have sex to. Will it be Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Let's go Frosty. Let's go Frosty.
All right, finally.
I like that. Let's keep it weird.
Let's keep it weird. Freaky.
It's going to be crazy tonight, Mama.
I put an ice cube on it.
Yeah. All right. Your question on the TV show How I Met Your Mama. What was Lily's occupation?
Nurse.
No, she was a school teacher.
Kindergarten teacher, yes. How I Met Your Mama. All right. Taylor Swift's fans are Swifties. Kiss has the Kiss Army, but fans of what singer have been known as avocados, pirates, and eyelashes?
That'll be... I have no idea. Guns N' Roses. That's
is
wrong.
That Kenny Chesney?
No.
Katy Perry?
I'll do it again. Listen to the last clue. Avocados, pirates, and eyelashes.
Lady Gaga.
Billie Eilish.
Oh.
Eyelashes, you see. Trust me, I had to look that one up. All right, your question. What singer's fans are known as Little Monsters?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
That's what I know.
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you.
It's funny, as you said it before, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course. I'm a fool.
Little Monsters.
Hello, my little monsters.
I don't know about you, but anytime I was called a little monster, it was not a compliment.
Yeah. I've seen her twice. I guess I'm a little monster.
You're a little monster now. No, yeah. You're a big monster. You're a big old monster.
That's what she said.
But now when I hear monster, I think of that turd in the toilet in the hotel in Baltimore when the plumbing guy came up and just, oh, that's a monster. Yeah, dude. Don't be so excited.
My daughter did it.
Yeah. All right, your question. What part of the scientific method tests the hypothesis?
The experiment.
Boom.
Yeah, got it. Nice job. Nice job.
There you go.
It's natural.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big
God, I hate him doing those in school.
I know. It's just, yeah. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the men's room.
Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. My microphone was muted in case of the radio. Hola.
Hola.
Jack, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Jack. Welcome to Big W. Jack, I'm glad you didn't fall off there.
All right, pick one to have sex to. Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma got run over by a reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, get in there, Jack. All right, your question.
I'm going to stick it in your ear.
Which kingdom is Greenland a part of?
Is it the Dutch?
The Dutch.
Well, I mean, yes. Holland.
Denmark.
Oh, Denmark.
Denmark.
Oh.
Yes.
Not for long.
The Danes. Not for long.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We're going to move it down to the Gulf of America.
Just what you voted for.
Just push it.
All right,
you want a Greenland, you're going to get Greenland.
Said no one.
Ever.
All right, your question. What do you get when you mix rum, simple syrup, and lime juice?
I don't know. I don't drink.
Definitely heard of it.
Captain Morgan.
Well, that is a rum. Is it a coconut rum or a spiced rum?
I don't know. I've had maybe two of these in my life and only on vacation.
What is it?
Mojito?
What's it got?
Simple syrup and lime juice. Like if you're somewhere warm, you'll probably get it a daiquiri.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say strawberry.
Well, it wasn't a strawberry daiquiri.
It wasn't a strawberry daiquiri.
You ever had just a daiquiri?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm on vacation maybe twice in my life. It's hot as bees. Just like, yeah, sure, man. I'll take a daiquiri. I don't know. Couldn't tell you what flavor it was. Don't even know if I liked it. I just know I'm in a place I want to be. So cool.
Did it get you where you needed to go?
When I got my good fake, like, I had had that terrible ID, Sal Tapio.
Yeah.
But then I got a real one, and I went to this bar. It's 11, like 10:30 at night. You don't know what to order. I ordered a frozen strawberry daiquiri. The guy goes, oh, what do you want, whipped cream on it too? Yeah, man.
Oh, you didn't realize he's insulting you.
He makes it, and then my cousin looks at me. He's like, do not ever, ever order that again.
I told him, I was with my buddy, a place called the Dirt Church, and I got whatever beer I got. And I asked my buddy, Tony, hey, man, what can I get for you? He's like, blueberry schnapps and 7-Up. And this guy's name was Tiny, the bartender, looked like a pirate. He's like, you want an umbrella to drink, little man? And it just pissed Tony off the rest of the day. And I said, dude, you ordered a blueberry schnapps and 7-Up at a place called the Dirt Church. You had to know you're going to be made fun of.
I was at the Green Turtle in Laurel.
Oh, that's where you're...
Yeah, can I have a fuzzy navel?
I just like that you didn't even know he's insulting. You want whipped cream? Hell yeah!
That sounds delicious.
Thank you. All right, your question. How many sides does a nonagon have? A nonagon.
What are these questions? 12?
12 would be a dodecagon. A nonagon has 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Question number four for you. What are the 6 weapons in a standard game of Clue?
Can you say that one more time at the end?
What are the 6 weapons in a standard game of Clue?
The candlestick.
Yes.
The gun.
Yes.
The coat rack.
The coat rack?
The coat rack.
Like, you know, like a coat hanger, you know, there's like the long...
No, I know what you're saying. No, then... that does not figure into this, man. I'll give you another. So you got a... Jesus Christ. You got the candlestick
and the revolver.
You got the revolver.
Is there the letter opener?
I know where he's going with that.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, it's a
knife, right?
Yeah, it's a knife. So
right, we'll give that to you. You got a knife. All right, so we need 3 more. One of these is just kind of a tool that you'd have hanging around probably in your garage, but you could beat someone to death with it. the wrench.
So, yeah, you got the wrench, then you got the rope.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got the lead pipe.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Thumped him over the head with a lead pipe.
No, that's not what I did with it. It was much more severe.
Look out.
All right, your question. Who were the 2 stars of the show The Simple Life?
That sounds like I'm way too young to even know what that show is.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Yep, we're just old.
You are. Yeah.
One of these people
need to call you guys old if that's how it came off.
No, we are old. It's all good, man.
You're right.
One of these women that was in this show is now a fairly popular DJ spinning in Vegas, I believe.
And on top of the roofs in Seattle.
Occasionally.
Right, you would know her. She's still pretty famous.
Right, she's the heiress to a hotel fortune.
And the other woman was famous. Her father was very famous.
And she did the show and then just
went away.
So one of them, her father, was a host on American Idol very recently. The other one is the heiress to a hotel fortune.
But, yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm the big dummy here.
All right, so have you heard of Paris Hilton?
Paris Hilton, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, well, she was introduced to us on this show, and I've hated her pretty much ever since. And then she was with her buddy, Nicole Richie, who's the daughter of Lionel Richie. All right, Jack, question 5. Question number 5, what is the NATO phonetic alphabet word for the letter F?
Also a dance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Nice job.
There we go.
Uh-huh. I like that. I'm too young for The Simple Life.
But I'm old enough to
NATO
join the Army.
Phonetic alphabet. Got it.
Gave us Big W, 206-803-RIDE.
Miles is right. He could have been in the military and out already.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's 24.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola.
Nathan, are you sober or not sober?
It was Colonel Mustard in the billiard room with the coat rack.
With the coat rack, yeah.
All right. Sober. Nathan, pick one to have sex to. Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
See, now I'm starting to like at least this part of the song. I don't want to hear any more of the song.
Just that part.
It's almost like he's high.
No.
I got the quaalude.
No. Elvis Christmas. Didn't do drugs. Remember, he was very clear about
it. He was in the DEA.
Everybody, cool out.
I don't do drugs.
I just sweat for no freaking reason at all.
And neither should you.
All right. Your question. What South American country's name literally means land of silver?
Oh, how about Bolivia?
South African or South American?
South American.
Peru.
Nope.
Lima. Argentina.
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 Argentina means silver.
Yes.
Like Rod Argent.
There you go. Rod silver.
What a pull. Hold your head up there, buddy.
All right, your question.
Hold your head. Okay, great.
All the clocks in the movie Pulp Fiction are stuck on what time?
Ooh. What, 4:20?
It is. It's just that obvious.
I think same for Fight Club.
Really?
I think so.
How many movies is the clock simply stuck on 4:20?
It is weird, though, how many times you look at your phone or your watch.
And it's 4:20.
It is 4:20 on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. Just like seeing, or maybe you just notice it more.
Well, I think Monday through Friday, because we're coming out of a break or whatever, so I tend to check my phone, see how much time we have, and I would say 4 out of 5 days a week, it's like, 4:20, bro. What do you got there, Mike?
I think it's just Pulp Fiction.
Just Pulp Fiction?
Did I just make that up?
Yes, you did.
All right.
Oh, Ted's a liar. Cool.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803.
Big Dummy! Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Kyle, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, driving home.
All right, Kyle, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, pick one to have sex to. Will it be Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Oh, it's just a good, happy song, man.
It really is, man.
Right, let's do it.
I don't even like it. But when I equate it to sex, it puts a smile on my face. Like, okay.
Just undressed and she's got that, like, Santa lingerie going on. Like, all right.
I just think it'd be weird to smile during sex. I mean, I should.
You should try it, Miles.
We're jolly in it.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, your question. Faber College is the setting for what classic comedy movie?
Which college?
Faber.
Faber.
Faber College.
Ooh, Animal House?
You got it.
One and done. All right, before we let you go, true or false question for you. True or false, Alan Thicke, wrote both the State Farm jingle and the Band-Aid jingle.
False.
Believe it or not, Barry Manilow wrote both the State Farm jingle and the Band-Aid.
Oh, there's another big one. Yeah, one more, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a couple. Mike, can you pull it up? He actually had a few jingles that you would know. You just did not realize it was Barry Manilow. Copacabana.
Stuck on Band-Aid. Uh-huh. But it is like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. Include You Deserve a Break Today from McDonald's.
There we go.
Be a Pepper from Dr. Pepper.
All right.
Grab a Bucket of Chicken from KFC.
Grab a Bucket of Chicken.
And he's
need a chicken song, Barry.
And he sang in commercials for Pepsi, Dodge, and Stridex.
That's the, zit remover stuff?
Yeah. Right? Those are the pads. I think people used to wipe their faces.
Barry Manilow.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy! Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Adam, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Oh, team sober.
All right, Adam, welcome to Big Dummy. What tune are you picking to have sex with? Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, got grandma on my mind.
Man, you got a fast beat on this one.
I like it.
I feel like I could tune this one out the best.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so flat panned.
I don't know if I could.
No?
If I just keep hearing the word grandma, I'm like, Jesus, God, man. Grandma, like, we got to make this stop.
Grandma got run over. Grandma got run over.
That's where it's going to skip.
When the song comes on, she's not going to think anything else is strange that happens.
You know, that's a good point. If you can get past that, it's all go. All right, Adam, here's your question.
What actor played Hawkeye on the TV show MASH?
Oh, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his last name.
Let it flow. Alan.
Thick.
Alda.
Alan Alda.
I'm pretty sure that's the only actor I can name from that show.
And Jamie Farr played Radar?
Jamie Farr. He wasn't Radar. Jamie Farr. He was the guy, the cross-dresser.
Yeah.
Clinger. It's a Clinger?
Yeah, Clinger.
Thank you.
I'm Jamie Farr.
You know me as Clinger and nothing else. All right, Adam, your question. What state has the northernmost point in the lower 48 states?
Maine.
Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Oh.
All right, your question. What is the capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
Brother.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes on Munching Down Under. We're going to try some snacks from Australia.
We are. Hope you're ready.
Coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.